Hey, beautiful people. Do you know what happened at 9:18 a.m. last Monday that I'm still trying to wrap my head around and I'm still reeling from? So 18 minutes, that's how long it took for something that I've been working on for months, if not, well, yeah, genuinely years, to completely sell out. Well, almost and partially. So last Monday, we opened registration for our first ever Healthy Friends Wellness Retreat deep in the green leafy wilderness, 90 minutes from Melbourne CBD here in Australia. And VIP tickets, they were gone in 18 minutes. Not only were the VIP tickets gone, but 10 of our 12 spots were filled. And I guess the remaining people on the wait list, pretty much all of those people were wrestling with other holiday plans that they already had in place and the ability or inability to get work off. And so that means that I'm here now with you to share that we've still got a couple left, right? And we've got retreat guests flying in from the UK. Like, wow, people are coming from overseas to be a part of this. Like, and imagine that commitment to your own health, right? We've got interstate people coming from around Australia to be here. I know half of these people as former clients and half of these people as people that I'll meet for the first time. And from what I know, this group is going to be electric and I can't wait to get everybody in the room together. I'm telling you this because we have exactly 2 premium guest spots left. And this isn't a gimmick. We actually have 2 premium guest spots left. A fellow podcaster asked me, like, do you really have 2 or is that just like a marketing thing? It's like, no, we actually have 2. And so what's involved, right? So we've got 4 days of morning yoga, transformative workshops on health. We've got screen detox. We've got some body detox. We've got some guided nature walks and the fireside conversations that change everything, these deep D&Ms. The real magic, though, is the tribe that you'll become a part of, which I think is the real power of these types of in-person immersive events. They create lifelong connections and friendships with people that hold quite similar values to you. And that, I believe, is the invaluable part, the most important piece, because it goes far beyond just the retreat. Plus, we also have a private chef for the entire time as well. So that's pretty fancy. If you've been listening to this show for some time and thinking, I wish I could work with Matty or meet him in person or hang out with him and his team, I guess literally this is the first and only opportunity since I began almost 7 years ago to do that. And if you want to have a bit more of a visual on what to expect, you can go to my Instagram account, The Real Weight Loss Coach, and simply look at a highlight, the highlight called Retreat, and you'll see how swish the accommodation is that we're staying in. It's like fancy hippie. And so we've got 2 spots remaining. Payment plans are available if that feels easier as well. The link to grab your ticket is in the show notes down below. So scroll down, click the link and get your ticket, because if you're hearing this on the podcast, somewhere between 15 and 25,000 people are also hearing it. So if you want one, literally, be quick. That's not hype. That's genuine reality of numbers. So be quick, grab your ticket, and I'll see you later this year at the Healthy Friends Wellness Retreat. This is episode 465, and it's a podcast update. You might have noticed that we've gone from 2 episodes per week to 1. And to keep you in the loop and up to date with what's going on, I've recorded this quick little update so you know why things have changed and where we're going instead. All right, let's dive in.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? So amongst all of the amazingness, something that has not changed is that this year it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just the number on your scales. We do it without talking about calories. We help you lose weight. We help you get healthy. We help you deal with your relationship with food. We help you overcome your emotional binge and overeating, which is usually the real reason that people struggle with consistent weight loss. That hasn't changed. We're definitely still working on that. So if that resonates with you or you need support or help in some way with that, 1, listen to this episode, but 2, also scroll to the show notes or the caption below, click the link and make an inquiry about how we can support you. Okay. So we're doing less episodes at the moment, and I want to talk to you about why that is. So previously, and for the last couple of years, we've done 2 episodes per week. For the first few years of the podcast, we did 1. It was every Wednesday. Then we moved to Coaching with Maddie episodes, so much shorter, sharper episodes on Monday, with Wednesdays continuing as well. And I'm very proud to say that I'm someone that never missed those deadlines. It's really like it's really tied into my pride about what I've been able to create. But I had a level of consistency which never failed. which never fell apart. It did on the back end a little bit. I got super close to missing episodes, and sometimes we had to do some repeats and some new edits and stuff like that, but we still made it happen. So a big shout out to my team on the back end for supporting Janet and Tris, the incredible team. You know, Tris has been with me for 5 years at this point, a legend. Janet's been with me for a couple of years. They're such a sensational team that helps not just this podcast run, but everything that I do. Anyway, so why are we changing? So basically, I've been asked multiple things by multiple people many times. And what that looks like is that many people that have been listening for a long time have been asking for different products, cheaper ones. And by cheaper, I mean, you know, $50, $100, $200, $300 products in order to help them on their journey. Because here's the reality. If free information was the transformational variable, I would never have needed to create a podcast more than 5 episodes long, and everybody would have solved all of their problems. Interestingly, the way that human psychology works, and it's exactly the same for me, is that we usually need to make some kind of meaningful investment where we feel a little bit uncomfortable in order to be able to actually get a result. Why is this important? This is important because when we're doing things that really challenging or difficult or, you know, hard to solve or figure out or overcome, and that's often the case with all of the work that I do, is that the things that people are trying to change are actually quite difficult because, again, if they were easy, you wouldn't need me at all. And so in order to overcome something that's difficult, you have to feel like if you fail, there is a loss, right? Or if it doesn't work, there is a loss. And usually the way that works is monetary resources, right? Irrelevant of what we do, it's every category of your life. You want to be able to invest either your time or your money or your emotion or your passion, and you want to be able to get something back. And the whole exchange of that is that you risk losing what you put in, right? And if there's no risk, then it's really easy to not do the thing, to not do the hard work, to not try and do things. And so all of that to say is that we've got listeners that range from CEOs of pharmaceutical companies, literally had a meeting with a CEO of a pharmaceutical company in Hong Kong who listens to this podcast. How fucking crazy is that? And we've got people that have, you know, a single mum to 10 children, literally. And that woman reached out to join my high-level program. So anyone that tells me they're too busy or don't have the time or resources, I say bullshit. Anyway, all of that to say, we've got a huge range of different people that are listening to this podcast that are wanting to change their health and change their lives. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but just listening won't produce that result for many people. There'll be a tiny select few people that manage to change their lives through just listening to this podcast or, you know, the Model Health Show or Joe Rogan or, you know, Dr. Chatterjee or, you know, whoever it is. They're all amazing. There's heaps of amazing people, many of which have been on this show. Maybe we can get Joe Rogan on. That'd be cool. But the point is that when you're just listening, when you're just downloading freebies off the internet and getting this cheat sheet and this and that and blah, 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 there's very little likelihood that you'll actually do it or succeed with it beyond the 5 minutes that you're involved with reading it or consuming it because you haven't risked anything. You haven't lost anything. And so because we have such a broad spectrum of amazing listeners, the reason that I've reduced the amount of episodes is because I only have so much time in a day and we have a new baby in our house. I have a son, which is taking up a lot more of my time and I'm sleeping a lot less. Well, not a lot less, but a little bit less. And so I have to be really smart about my time in order to be able to, one, pay the rent, pay the bills, all of that kind of stuff, but actually have impact and achieve the goals that I want to achieve with this podcast and with this platform that I've been able to create. And I originally worked in a cancer hospital and a lot of what I do is trying to support people because this is a mission I feel passionate about, is trying to support people to be able to not end up in the cancer hospital or to at least be able to have tools and resources that mean that they live a much healthier, longer life with a greater quality of life. Because we're in a chapter of history where that quality of life has deteriorated and that the average life expectancy is reducing. That's not what we want. And so all of this to say is I'm going to create a range of different mini courses, little products, little communities, experiences for people that are of different ranges of affordability. Why? Because just as I explained, you need to be able to feel like there is a risk of losing something to be able to actually make change because it's an exchange. It's an energetic exchange, right? And depending on your price range or your affordability, you know, you get access to more, right? And we've had our high-level, high-ticket programs, which are very highly supportive and very deep in the way that they help people navigate their challenges and what's going on. But not everybody can afford that. The cost of living, all of that kind of stuff. You know, and I also, whilst saying this in the next breath, also want to say sometimes you need to pay for the support that you actually need, because you can spend way more money over the period of 10 years. And I read a study a couple of years ago which said the average woman in her 50s has spent $17,000 on weight loss diets and is more overweight than she's ever been on average. That's dreadful. That's horrible. And a lot of those women, through fear of actually spending money and getting the support that they actually need, spend a lot of that money on small, tiny little things. So don't just starve yourself of the support you actually need. But anyway, all of that to say is that we're doing less episodes because I need the physical hours in my day to be able to create and develop products, services, resources, communities, you know, and give my time and energy to people that want to change on a more serious level. And so I have to reduce the amount of podcast recordings that we're doing just because there's only so many hours in the day, and a lot more of my day is taken up by changing nappies, holding a crying baby, although he doesn't cry that often. He's pretty actually a beautiful temperament. But point is, there's only so many hours in the day. So that's why we're reducing these podcast episodes. It was really challenging for me to be able to reduce that number because my identity was so attached to being the guy that, you know, does two podcasts a week and never gives up. So it took a little bit to get my head around it. So even though we're scaling down, so to speak, the podcast is not going anywhere. So please stay as a regular listener. If you enjoy what we're doing here, if you did like my transparency right now, I'm being pretty real with you, then 5-star ratings on all the platforms help grow this podcast and help keep us alive and keep us in the algorithm and keep us, you know, sharing the good word. I'm a preacher. I'm a health preacher. So, and ratings, like written reviews, super incredible as well. But also you can get on our email list. You can get into our social media. I'm at The Real Weight Loss Coach on Instagram. At some point in the future, I'll be on TikTok as well with a lot of similar content to Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're on all of these platforms. So there's so much free information. In fact, you could probably do my entire high ticket program, the one that people really invest serious resources in to change their lives and have incredible life-changing results. You could probably do that if you listen to every single episode of the podcast, listen to every one bit of my free content. But at the end of the day, no one's going to do that. And you've got to be able to put it into a framework that makes sense. So all of that to say, slowing down so that we can actually scale up in the tools and resources that are going to be more impactful and more effective at helping you transform your health so you don't end up in a cancer hospital. So you don't end up, you know, with a quality of life for the final 30 years of your life, which means you can't be engaged in your children or your grandchildren's life, right? And I'm still going to be on here and I'm still going to be sharing stuff on social media, exposing the bullshit of the health industry and the agriculture industry and the manipulative stuff of the food industry that tricks you into thinking you're actually eating healthy. Every person I've ever spoke to on a call says at some point, I eat healthy though. And that's because you've been lied to and manipulated by these industries. And so I'm going to be a big part of exposing you to the truth of those worlds, right? I'm not going to stop with that because I am very vehemently passionate and angry that we are lied to, you know? And so that's a real part of the fuel for my mission. So we're going to go to one episode a week and it's going to rotate. There's going to be a Coaching with Maddie episode on Mondays. And then the following week, there'll be the interview or me going really deep on a much broader topic or deeper topic the next week on Wednesday. So it's going to go 1 week Monday, 1 week Wednesday, 1 week Monday, 1 week Wednesday. And if you want to dive into some of our other content, join us on social media. Okay, from here, I'd love you to share the episode. I'd love you to share with me in our social media and whatnot about what you'd be interested in me creating and developing. The other thing is to mention the retreat that we've got going. That's happening. We're almost sold out. We've got one ticket to go. By the time you hear this, there's probably no tickets to go. So, you know, spending more time with people in real life is something that's also a part of this mission. So anyway, I was aiming for this episode to be 5 minutes, but you know me, I got on one and here we are. So thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being an amazing supporter of the podcast. We've gotten this show to over 800,000 downloads over the last 5 years, which compared to some other social media stuff, isn't that impressive. But when it's long form content, Like when you're on Instagram or you've got YouTube Shorts or TikTok, it's pretty easy to figure out how to get, you know, a million listeners or a million followers or downloads or whatever. But on a podcast where it's long form content, where people have to sit down for between 15 minutes and an hour, if I do say so myself, over 800,000 downloads is very impressive. And that's the reason that we've been for over 3 or 4 years, maybe even 5 years, we've been in the top 1% of podcasts in the whole world, not just in the health category, in the whole world. So thank you for being a part of that because it helps me be able to do what I do. Anyway, thanks for being here. Catch you on the next one. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mention in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube Shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.